just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the ninth day of the year, the ninth day of January. Prepper tip of the day. Gentlemen, listen carefully, gentlemen. The women on your team, if you want to be a hero for the women on your team, keep in mind the girls will become women in not so many years. Stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Buy them by the case. If you don't know what those needs are, well, just simply ask. Most men, most of the time, don't have a clue what women need in that regard, but find that out, determine it, and then stock up and buy cases of these products, feminine hygiene products and birth control products, and just put them in a cool, dry place, and they'll stay ready for use in the future. That's what you need to be doing. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 2 decades ago to become quite knowledgeable of all the many ways that the international communist conspiracy is affecting our culture, our country, our economy, our politics, every day of the week. His website is jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, did you get a chance to watch the president's address last night?
Yes, I did.
Outstanding. Well, what are your thoughts on that 10 minutes?
I think it's common sense what he's doing. A country also has sovereignty. So how does it make sense to call someone a racist, or to say that they are somehow doing the wrong thing when they want to protect the border against criminals crossing the border? I mean,
well,
regulating...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Regulating the people that come into the country is something that all countries do. How come the United States does not have somehow the right to do it, that there's some principle now that anybody who wants to come here should come here? That doesn't apply to anyone else. That's not just a double standard. I think somebody's imposing on us for a special reason, and I think that reason is strategic.
Well, the president during those 10 minutes was complimentary of Latinos and others who come here legally. So I believe that eliminated the racist part of anybody's argument. two very dear friends of mine, Jeff. They escaped Czechoslovakia in the late 1980s, told their parents, their siblings, their coworkers, their friends that they were going on vacation. They each had two suitcases. They went to a country right next to Italy there because they could go there on vacation legally. And under cover of darkness, they crossed the international border into Italy, made their way to a refugee camp in Italy, and stayed there for a full year to do all the proper protocols to legally immigrate to the United States. And that's the right way to do it. At least for them at that time, it was the right way to do it. In the meantime, they were both tried in absentia for illegally leaving a communist country because they were basically property of the communists. And that's the way communist countries do. They treat their people as chattel, as property of the government. They've been here all these years for three decades now. They have raised two beautiful children. They've been quite successful in their chosen careers. But that's the right way to do it. Violating our laws, crossing the international border illegally, is not the right way to do it. And contrary to what some of the news commentators were saying, people who violate our laws coming here illegally, they are in fact criminals, aren't they, sir?
Yes, technically, that's right. That's the definition of a criminal, is someone who's broken the law.
I read a poster this morning I thought was kind of funny. In San Francisco, if somebody robs a bank, are they making an undocumented withdrawal?
Yeah, there you go.
An undocumented withdrawal. Oh, I'm not a criminal. I was making an undocumented withdrawal.
Well, of course, well, speaking of communism, the whole origin of this whole idea is from the communists. They put it on us because they want the U.S. border to be an open sieve so they can pour in drugs and criminals and terrorists and even whole armies if they want to.
Well, they have. We have the equivalent of a whole army here already that have come in by various means, including the southern border, flying in on aircraft at regional airports in the middle of the night and being offloaded. I've interviewed a firsthand witness at the Springfield, Missouri airport who personally watched the aircraft come in the middle of the night, offload illegal aliens who were shuttled onto into vehicles and got on the interstate highway in minutes. And where they went, we don't know. But that's been going on for years, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, and we don't know what secret arms caches may be deposited inside the U.S. for later use, for trouble, for causing a civil unrest, crisis, assassination of leaders, anything. The
country this large.
Defectors have told us, yeah.
Right. I drive, at least once a year, I drive more than 2,000 miles one way to visit my daughter's family, and you really don't understand how large this country is until you drive cross country. It is such a massive area of square miles that if you've got the financial resources, you could hide literally hundreds of thousands of men and women in remote areas and keep them away from satellite surveillance and other methods of surveillance quite easily, couldn't you, sir?
Yeah, it's a giant country, and look, as far as our defenses here at home, we're defended at a distance, but when you consider the ability to infiltrate the country, and you consider the fact that this can be done with modern communications and transportation, you realize, I mean, when I was speaking around the country when my book came out 20 years ago, I didn't see a single tank, not a single soldier. I didn't see any defenses. I didn't see any sign that there was any military in the United States protecting us, you know, because the country, as you say, it is so large. The military is there. It's on its different bases and military reservations inside the country. But we don't see it. And we're pretty naked in the moment, our civilian areas, our cities. And, you know, our enemies know this. They know what our weaknesses are. And the fact that the communists, our enemies, want our border to be open. Hey, that should be a red flag. Hey, they want our border open. Are you kidding? Are we going to let that happen?
Exactly. Well, I agree absolutely with Jeff, and I agree with you. Now, my friend Dave Hodges, he's been writing a number of well-written articles about what he refers to as a possible Red Dawn invasion, which is not only a title of two films, one that came out in the mid-1980s and the second one a few years ago. It's Red Dawn is an official Pentagon war scenario. Where the communists physically and militarily invade the United States. I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of Dave Hodges' work in that area or not, but it's just because we have smartphones and air conditioning doesn't mean an invasion can't happen, does it, Jeff?
No, not at all, especially after an EMP. You know, I don't know if you've seen Peter Vincent Price's tweets lately.
Some of them. I've had Dr. Pry on this show. It's been several years ago. I have a lot of work for Dr. Pry's work and a lot of respect for the alerts that he's been putting out. Tell us about the recent tweets, if you would, please.
Yeah, he's telling people to stockpile food and water. And he's saying that the threat is imminent, and he's even expressed fear for his personal safety as a person who's warning people. So this is something. I've known Peter for 20 years, and he's never done this before. He's never sounded this kind of an alarm before.
And do you have an opinion as to why he's putting out these alerts now and has not in the past?
I was meaning to call him last week. I didn't get a chance, but I think, well, he has a military advisor to Congress, and he has a security clearance, and he knows that the military balance is shifting rapidly against the United States, and he knows these countries, you know, I mean, a couple of years back, you know, I called him and asked him how he was doing, and he said he was surprised he woke up every morning because the danger was that great. But for him to do this publicly now signifies to me that this shift in the military balance, something about it has alarmed him. For example, the Chinese have successfully launched a warship that has an electromagnetic rail gun on it. That is, they beat us to this potentially war-winning technology. Electromagnetic rail gun shoots a 2-foot kinetic dart at Mach 3.2, and it can shoot it over 100 miles away and knock out any airplane, any even ballistic missiles it can wipe out. So this is an extremely potent weapon. It's a potential, you know, it's a, I don't know what to say. It's
well, Mach 3 would, let's see, Mach 3 would be about, okay, about 2,700 miles per hour. I think the speed of sound is about 900 miles an hour. That's pretty fast.
That is very fast.
And you say kinetic. Let me help. I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Jeff, when you say kinetic. That means simply it's a matter of weight times velocity. You don't even need an explosive charge. If it's a piece of metal, it doesn't need, it's just like a bullet. A bullet doesn't need an explosive charge in it. So this is simply a piece of metal going three times the speed of sound. It doesn't need explosives to create incredible damage, does it?
No, it doesn't. And this gun can fire more than 100 rounds a minute.
Whoa, baby. All right.
So, yeah. So imagine if it has within its range, it has a warship, it could riddle that warship with these things. And imagine what that would do to a warship or an airplane. And each one of these little 2-foot projectiles has a computer chip in it that can guide it to its target.
Now, is 2 feet long or 2 feet in diameter?
It's 2 feet long.
And
it's very small in diameter. Not doesn't have much of a diameter to it.
Probably maybe 3 or 4 inches or so.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it has little. Yeah. I've seen pictures of them. They have like little fins. You know, they have little wings.
Help stabilize. Yeah,
it looks like a giant dart. Is what it looks like.
Right. Right. Well, that's that would penetrate.
It can.
Go ahead. That would penetrate any armor.
Yes. I've seen tests of ours. We're in the process of building this gun ourselves, but we're still a couple of years out. And now they've deployed a warship with it. This is one example of the new weapons that China and Russia are putting out there. The Russians are deploying the S-500. Which is a true ABM system. It's they're deploying that by the hundreds.
Well,
they're also, yeah.
Our enemies have a tactical strategic advantage with weapons right now that will exist for a period of time until our countermeasures are in place. So they either use this advantage now, while they've got this advantage, or they wait, if they wait too long, our countermeasures will be in place, and the advantages that they enjoy right now that would make them successful in invasion will be gone, won't they?
Yes, that's right. And that's what's so disturbing about the present situation, because the balance of power has shifted against us, and they can use the existing power to prevent it from shifting back.
If they use it. They have to use it or they lose it.
Yeah, they use it or lose it. And this is maybe, and I'm speculating, I haven't talked to Peter, but I'm thinking this is why. Also, you know, Peter has been saying lately, he said it in private for a couple of years, you know, there's 2 North Korean satellites that pass over the United States every day. And
two satellites are on a polar orbit, and they pass over twice a day, every 12 hours.
What's really interesting is that Peter believes that those satellites contain a special kind of their satellite weapon, and they contain a nuclear weapon within, and that the purpose of that nuclear weapon is to cause an EMP attack. And
right.
Peter has suspected this for a long time, and he's been telling people about it for, I don't remember when he made public statements about it. I believe the former CIA chief that he works with, he was first under Bill Clinton. He has also made warnings about the threat.
He has, and that was, I believe, September of 2017. That was made, and I'm going to get his name here in a moment. That would have been okay. Need to go back a little bit farther. Okay, I don't have it here in front of me, but I'll have that here shortly. We'll get those here shortly. But that was in 2017 in September. Here's our break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
the 9th of January. I am actively hiring marketing people. These are paid part-time positions to do marketing for myself, to do speaking engagements. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jim, the former CIA director that we were talking about is James Woolsey, Jim Woolsey. He was director of CIA from 93 to 95 during President Clinton's term, and he only met once with President Clinton one-on-one. No, he never met once, excuse me, one-on-one with President Clinton, never, not a single time. And he met twice with President Clinton with other people present. Obviously, there was no relationship there. But it was, I believe, September of 2017 that the former director of CIA, Jim Woolsey, said that those North Korean satellites that pass over us on a polar orbit every 12 hours do, in fact, have nuclear devices on board. Jeff, I hope you can make it a priority to talk to Dr. Pry and report back to us next week what his thoughts are, sir.
Call him and find out. He worked with Jim Woolsey, and they both have been involved in the EMP commission in the EMP business, trying to warn the American people. And so these are two voices crying out in the wilderness. And here the United States Congress, both parties are at fault here, have not, you know, done due diligence on, you know, defending the country, defending the electrical grid from attack. And, you know, it's been years since we've known that this danger was severe, that 80 to 90% of Americans could die in an EMP attack. And, of course, it's because simply by turning off the electricity and not being able to turn it back on.
Exactly. Precisely. Well, it is a clear and present danger. But the cost of a B-1 bomber are slightly more than a B-1 bomber, which we've got about 100 of them, most of them at Whiteman Air Force Base in here in my home state. They keep them nice and polished and shiny and fueled up, and they've used about 10 of them to blow up Muslim terrorists. The other 90 sit there nice and polished for the congressman to look at and ooh and ah. So it's the way they toss money around there in Washington, D.C., I found out about a year ago, Jeff, that the Obama administration was actively trying to stop money from being spent to protect the national power grid. It hasn't happened during President Trump's watch either, and I'm disappointed that it hasn't, but you're right. Dr. Pry has been a lone voice in the wilderness, attempting to alert Americans, attempting to get the money, including Newt Gingrich, by the way, has testified, attempting to get the money to protect the national power grid. It's a shame, and you're absolutely right. An EMP attack nationwide would result in 9 out of 10 Americans being dead in about 12 months, due to the power grid being down, no clean drinking water, lack of food, lack of pharmaceutical products. It is a clear and present danger, isn't it?
It's a grave danger, and as you said, it's not very expensive to protect the grid. And, of course, a lot of people don't understand why it would take so long for the grid to come back on. But as Peter has explained and the EMP Commission explained, our transformers that, our power grid is made up of parts that are unique to the grid that have to be custom made in Japan or Germany, wherever they're made, and they can't be made quickly. And so the case of an EMP attack in the United States, you'd have a breakdown of civil order, you'd have people without food and water. You can only imagine the kind of difficulty that would occur, a civil difficulty on top of the food chain. The electrical grid brings our food to us. It allows us to pump gas into cars, into trucks that move things, into airplanes. Everything would be down. Nothing would work. We would be in the Stone Age overnight.
Literally. Literally. We go back to the 1890s.
Yeah, literally.
We go back to the 1890s without the infrastructure of the 1890s. Another way to put it would be everything we need to fix what's broken is also broken.
Yes.
And it's one of...
We don't have horses anymore, so we wouldn't have that.
Well, in the 1890s, we didn't have internal combustion engines. We had steam power. We had wind power. We had animal power. We had all those ways to... We had a complete functioning infrastructure without internal combustion engines and without electricity. These steam engines are mostly tourist attractions and museums, and it would be an absolute nightmare. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, theLibertyMan.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner's $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the ninth day of the year, January 9th. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there in 10 or 12 days, well, you haven't been there. It's all new, refreshed. A lot of the things that you've been missing are back, more to come. We've got Chuck Connors shooting his 1892 Winchester 12 times in 4 seconds. Pretty neat. And a lot of interesting things, including the Energy Cleaner, of course. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an Energy Cleaner. I use mine every night. I wake up refreshed every morning, pain-free. You can also. $285 shipping included. Are you wondering if it'll work? Well, let me tell you this. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner, so that takes the risk out of it. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Most people these days are getting the mattress pad right there at the get-go with their Energy Cleaner. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can send a check or a money order. My address is there also. You can call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Jeff, I'm fascinated to look forward to hear from what Dr. Pry has. I've only talked to him a couple of times. You know him far better than I do. I need to get him back on this show and give us some updates. But there's different ways to look at EMP. One, it could be nationwide with one really big blast over Kansas, or one per time zone to take down the national power grid. Or it could be localized EMP to knock out our military bases. It could be either, couldn't it?
But yeah, since the American grid, I think maybe with the exception of Texas, is totally interconnected, one bomb in New England would knock the grid out in California because it would travel along the grid, the EMP. Even if it wasn't direct line of sight to California, it would travel along the grid, knocking out the transformers along the way. So that's one of the things we need to do, is we need to have breaks in the grid so that this can't happen.
Agreed. Well, there's two parts to this. One is knocking out the power grid. The other is knocking out all modern electronic devices, including all motor vehicles made since the mid-1970s. The infrastructure that provides fresh water, sewage treatment, pumps the natural gas, and so forth. Anything, and I've read Dr. Pry's report from the EMP Commission, anything plugged into the power grid is extremely vulnerable, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, your refrigerator, if you have an electric stove, your car, if your car is in direct line of sight of the EMP weapon, all cars now are run with computers. It's going to knock out your car's computer. Your car's not going to start. The electronic system is dead. The ignition system on all cars, including diesel. If a diesel motor's running, it won't be shut down. That's about the exception to it. But everything within line of sight that's electronic will be the supercharge that hits it from the EMP will basically fry it. You know, we had the sun spontaneously created an EMP. I think it was 1859.
It was.
And in those days, we had telegraph. And the telegraph units in the different, the telegraph machines, they melted. The metal in them was so superheated by this EMP from the sun that it melted them. And this
started
happened all
fires.
Around the world.
Right. Those telegraph offices
caught fire. That's correct.
They did. And the barbed wire fencing in the farmer's fields started fires. They acted as a conduit, as an antenna to capture that energy and start fires in the farmer's fields. 1859. It's called the Carrington event after the name of the scientist who figured out what happened. A similar event today would have the same effect. And it may be strong enough to knock out all the power grids in half the planet, or possibly the entire planet, because a Carrington-type event, which is called a coronal mass ejection, may be powerful enough to go all the way around the planet, as opposed to EMP, which is strictly line of sight, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know whether that the solar mass ejection would actually go all around the planet. It might. You know, it'd be interesting to know what.
If it's strong enough, it could. Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean that would be such a calamity to the human race, given our dependence on electricity now. We take it for granted, and we don't realize. You know, countries that live, by the way, near the Arctic Circle, like the Scandinavian countries, Canada, and Russia. They have protections because they suffer kinds of EMP being close to the magnetic north. They suffer these things on a more regular basis, very mild ones, because of the aurora borealis, the Van Allen belts and stuff. They pick up these smaller ejections from the sun that can affect the power grid in these northern latitudes.
Right, right. Well, that's a good thing on one hand. On the other, I know in Alaska, the Alaskans are dependent on cargo ships bringing in canned food and medical supplies and so forth that these populations are dependent on. And those cargo ships would be dead in the water following an EMP. So there's vulnerability most places most of the time. If you're on a tropical island with people who have cast iron cookware, machetes, and not much else, they're probably going to do pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, well, if you can fish for your food and you've got, breadfruit plants and bananas, you probably can make it. But other than that, yeah, exactly. And you'd made the statement before that even the tools that are used to fix the tools are broken. Civilization itself can be set back quite considerably. And given the dumbing down of America in terms of education, it makes you wonder whether we could ever make it back to where we are now.
It would be decades to get back to the level of technology we have now. And some civilizations may not even come back. They might just completely collapse, never to be seen again. And it would be small colonies of people who survive because they've got the skills and the tools that would be there. The ability to fabricate metal without electricity and without compressed gas would be a very valuable skill, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, no doubt.
Old-fashioned blacksmith with hand forges that could fabricate metal. Being prepared for EMP, which is something I've been focused on for about 20 years, is something that's very important. I'm in the process right now of hardening my powerhouse at my place to protect it from EMP. And it's a challenge, but I can meet that challenge and I will overcome it. We have hydroelectric power at my place, and all the electronic controls are in the process of being protected from EMP and disconnected from the power grid. It's a challenge, but this challenge can't, once you understand the threats, then you can overcome and meet and defeat those threats, can't you, Jeff?
Yeah, you can, and what's remarkable is here you're doing something, and the U.S. government is either incapable or won't do anything because we have enemies within the government, I believe. They don't want us to protect them.
That's what I said earlier in the show. The Obama administration was actively working to stop the money being spent to protect the national power grid. It wasn't a matter of dysfunction in the national government. It was a matter of actively attempting to stop the money from being spent on being, and that was from the communist Muslim in the Oval Office at the time, who was actively working to stop the money being spent to protect the national power grid.
It sounds like treason.
It does, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it?
Does.
Now, I've not yet received Trevor Loudon's video. I'm looking forward to getting it hopefully this week so I can review it and interview Trevor Loudon about the communists that are in the federal government, congressmen and senators both. But it is treason to actively stop the country, from the national power grid, from being protected. Well, Jeff, when you have a conversation with Dr. Pry, mention to him that John Moore would like to have him back on his show, and I'll get in touch with him myself and have him back one of these days to give us an update on what his thoughts are.
Yeah, I'll make mention of it, and I'll put you guys in touch because Peter's been doing interviews, trying to alert the nation now for years.
Right. Well, I've got Dr. Pry's telephone number. I just need to give him a call and see about getting him back on here and get the word out and refresh people's memories that EMP attack is a real thing, not some matter of science fiction, but a real matter. And we've had warnings for decades, haven't we?
Well, yeah, the EMP Commission discovered this effect and the danger, I think, 15 years ago, 14 years ago. So I think it's been known. It's been known for quite a few years now. And, of course, it's been known that nuclear weapons can have an EMP effect since the 1960s, early 60s, I think, maybe the latter 50s.
Well, the TV miniseries in the mid-1980s titled America was based on a novel by the same title. We'll get it back up. We don't have it up right now. But in the prologue in the novel, they say how Russia took over the United States. And it was with an EMP attack. So that's been more than 30 years ago, Jeff.
Well, it was in the 1980s that the Russians were working on their super EMP warhead. And this is a super EMP effect, super bomb. And a Russian submarine could fire this bomb from Hudson's Bay over the middle of North America, and it would go through even hardened electronics. It would destroy the warheads of our missiles inside the silos, is my understanding. That was the design. It was the first strike weapon. And we were working on this weapon, too, but we never deployed one. Unlike the Russians, I believe the Russians have quite a few of these weapons. And I suspect that they have them on their submarines right now.
Well, the miniseries was broadcast in 1987, 32 years ago. They do not mention anywhere in there how Russia took over the United States. It's simply not done. But the book does. The book does. And it was an EMP attack. That's how Russia conquered the United States. It was incredibly popular at the time, by the way, and it's now available on YouTube. Anybody can watch it anytime they want. It was, for most of these 32 years up until recently, you couldn't easily watch it, but now it's on YouTube. And we got a caller here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al. Okay. We lost Al. But it's an interesting miniseries. I think that people might enjoy watching. I think it's worthwhile. I haven't watched it in years myself. I need to watch it again just to refresh my memory about what took place in that miniseries.
Yeah, I saw it at the time when it came out. I didn't even remember what year, but it was about how the Russians were controlling the American people after they'd basically taken us over.
Here's a childly novel. It is America, spelled with a K. America, the Triumph of the American Spirit by Brauna Pounds, P-O-U-N-S, and David Rye. Rye, that's the deal there. EMP attack, it might be a good winter, something that good viewing for the winter time. These long, cold, dark evenings. It may be good to watch it again and refresh our memories about the fictionalized version of Russia conquering the United States.
Yeah, and of course today we have Russia, China, Iran, North Korea all with missiles. And of course we know that North Korea can hit the United States with missiles. North Korea has been testing. Again, Peter Pry is the one who has given the warning about North Korea building a super EMP weapon. The early North Korea nuclear tests indicate low yield, high energy detonations, which suggests that. We also know from Dr. Pry that Russian generals came over to this country to warn us that the Russian scientists that built the super EMP for the Soviet Union were working in North Korea to help them build one. So, Of course, that's the Russians' plausible deniability. If you think those Russian scientists went to North Korea without permission, I would be highly skeptical.
No, of course not.
But
of course not.
The Russians, of course, want to wash their hands of it and say, it's not our fault. It's the North Koreans, you know, do this to you. We tried to warn you. Of course,
right.
The Russians know our psychology very well. They know that we don't take warnings very easily because, after all, we're Americans and everything is coming up roses. Economic optimism is our whole creed here in the United States.
American exceptionalism. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, I've got three EMP proof vehicles, a school bus manufactured before 1973, a 1988 Dodge three-quarter ton van I took to a Dodge specialist and gave the mechanic instructions to bypass or eliminate everything in the vehicle that had a transistor, resistor, or diode, which he did, and a 1975 International Scout, which I retrofitted with a 1973 ignition system. So I'm good to go. I've got three vehicles that will not be affected by EMP. I got a stock of fuel in storage, properly preserved, ready to go. So I will have transportation until the fuel runs out. In addition, I've got a couple of bicycles that are kept in good working order. So I'll have transportation, and I have, of course, backup electricity, backup ways to make fuel, and and so forth. I've done extensive planning to deal with EMP, Jeff, and I'm ready to go. And I encourage other people to do the same thing, don't you, sir?
I absolutely do. I think people should try to prepare and do what they can. Obviously, some people don't have the money, but you know, stockpiling food and water is not very expensive. You're going to eat the food anyway, and of course, water, getting bottles of water to stockpile, that can be very important, and especially being able to cook food, having stockpile of wood. You know, some people in this part of the country, people have wood-burning stoves. I have one in my house. You know, I know people in cities don't have these things. But, you know, it's those of us who do live in smaller towns and rural areas, we have these opportunities to do this.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I encourage people to do what they can. I paid $10 for my 1975 International Scout, by the way. So if you're diligent and search diligently, you can find bargains out there, things that would be helpful that other people don't want or need anymore. But it's a matter of focus and being ready to do what needs to be done. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. Be happy, don't worry, like the song says, and do something.
Absolutely. That's why I play that song. It's good to be at that point where you don't need to worry anymore. Jeff, we look forward to your report next week from Dr. Pry, and getting his thoughts, and I need to get him back on this show also and get some updates from him in person. Look forward to having him back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.